ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji has hit another record for the number of new daily COVID-19 cases, with 105 infections announced overnight. Permanent Health Secretary James Fong said 98 have been linked to existing cases, with 7 under investigation. Two patients at the Colonial War Memorial Hospital in Suva who tested positive have died, but their deaths are being put down to pre-existing conditions. While those in the country continue to struggle through the outbreak, other Fijians, friends and family outside its borders are watching on anxiously. As Nick Foley reports, these overseas Fijians are rallying their local and online communities to help support those doing it tough at home.
These are the musical stylings of Fijian R&B singer Big Wills. He's one of a number of local musicians who've been performing online in the Twitter Space Jam Fiji concerts, where anyone can tune in, sample some Fijian culture, and most importantly, support some artists who are struggling under Fiji's COVID restriction economy. One of the hosts and organisers, Dexter T, lives in Washington State in the US, where he moved from Fiji 10 years ago when he got a US green card. He works for a public health authority and says he's just one part of a global online network trying to help Fiji out.
So what we've done is we've created this small group of friends that actually host artists, musicians who come on Twitter Spaces to perform and have people chime in from different parts of the world and also at home to actually donate and support these local artists and appreciate the work they've done. And that's been a success for the past events that we've been organizing. We've had more than, say, 10 artists. All the donations of the proceeds were directed to an NGO in Fiji that actually caters to disabled widows, street kids, sex workers, and single moms.
Like most Pacific Island nations, Fiji's international tourism economy has been crushed since the pandemic took hold of the world in March 2020. The country had largely managed to avoid the virus itself until several months ago, when the fast-spreading Delta variant slipped out of quarantine and into the community. Now more than 800 cases have been reported, strict containment zones erected, and businesses and even Parliament have been shuttered. Some people are calling for a nationwide lockdown before the health system gets overwhelmed. Dexter T says while his community in the US has had its own COVID concerns, he worries that resources in Fiji are scarcer.
We were more worried about the outbreak happening back home because, you know, out here we have more resources that can actually tolerate, you know, the virus. But, you know, we're just worried and concerned about how people are going to manage the crisis. So, yeah, so a lot of messaging. I've actually worked directly with King County and translated so many materials that I was able to actually send back home. So, yeah, I think it's more of the messaging and trying to advocate more that people should go in and get vaccinated is what we're trying to just mobilize right now.
In Sydney, Veniana Natakuru works as a nurse at Carina Private Hospital. Her family moved to Australia from Fiji several decades ago, but she still keeps in close contact with relatives in Raki Raki, who she says are struggling with the pandemic's impact.
So supporting them financially has been one of my family and I's main concerns living here in Sydney and just trying to communicate with them through social media to try and get them to see where they're at with or financially and trying to pay the bills and make ends meet at their end. For them, it's a bit difficult at the moment because most of my family members who live in the village have lost their jobs because of the COVID lockdowns and the restriction protocols that's in place in Fiji at the moment.
With strict international border shutdowns, it's been very hard for anyone to get into or out of Fiji. Fiji Airways has announced it's going to operate special repatriation flights so that foreigners and approved persons can leave the country. Veniana Natakuru says she hopes her relatives can be among them.
I still have an aunt who is still stuck over there who's trying to get across, but it's just a matter of renewing her visa to come across. But unfortunately, because of the lockdown situations in the West and in Suva, it's been hard for her to get to the embassy and get the ball rolling for her to come across.
The community spirit that drives Dexter T's online concerts is also present in Veniana Natakuru's Sydney Fijian community, centred on expats from the Ra province.
So far, we've had a couple of fundraisers to help raise funds and send back home for the whole province. The elders of the community, they delegate and they oversee where the funds are going to the people and to the villages back in our province. So that's been one way of helping them. And another one was just bringing in canned foods for them and just shipping them home through freight.
And from the other side of the Pacific Ocean in Washington State, Dexter T says he hopes the situation in Fiji gets better before it can get even worse.
I'm just kind of worried about, you know, there's a lot of news coming back from Fiji that there's a lot of violence, increasing violence. And, you know, when there's poverty, there's violence as well. And, you know, so hopefully, hoping for the best for Fiji.
United States-based Fijian expatriate Dexter T ending that report by Nick Fogarty.